ప్రకృతిర్దేహాభృతం ఆత్మా స్వయం ప్రకృతిరీశ్వర తత్పాదమూలం శరణం యతః క్షేమో నరణాం ఇహ. హర్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. శ్రీ హరి, ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, ఇస్ ద సూపర్ సోల్ అండ్ గైడ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ హూ హ్యావ్ ఎక్సెప్టెడ్ మటీరియల్ బాడీస్ విత్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. హీ ఈస్ ద సుప్రీం కంట్రోలర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ మటీరియల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఇన్ మటీరియల్ నేచర్. హీ ఈస్ ఆల్సో అవర్ బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ షుడ్ టేక్ షెల్టర్ అట్ హిస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. ఇన్ డూయింగ్ సో వన్స్ లైఫ్ విల్ బి ఆస్పిషియస్. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 18.61, it is said, Ishvara Sarva Bhutana Vriddeshe Arjuna Tishthati. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna. The living entity is within the body, and the Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is also there. He is called Antaryami and Chaitya Guru. As Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, He is controlling everything. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir gyanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. Everything is being directed by the super soul within the body. Therefore, the better part of valor is to take his direction and be happy. To take his directions, one needs to be a devotee. And this is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10.10. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami bhuti yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Although the super soul is in everyone's heart, Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddhish arjuna tishtati, He talks only to the pure devotees who constantly engage in His service. In Chaitanya Bhagavat Antya 3.45 it is said, Tahare se bali vidya mantra adhyayan Krishna pada padmeye karai sthiraman. One who has fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna is to be understood as having the best education and as having studied all the Vedas. There are also other appropriate quotes in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sei se vidyara phala jahe nishchaye Krishna pada padme yadi chitta vritta raye. The perfect result of an education is the fixing of one's mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Adi Lila 13.178. Digvijaye kariba vidyara karaye nahe Ishvara bhajila se vidya satya kahe. Conquering the world by means of material education is not desirable. If one engages himself in devotional service, his education is perfected. Adi Lila 13.173. Padekene loka Krishna bhakti jihar bare se yadi nahila tabe vidyara ki kare. The purpose of education is to understand Krishna and his devotional service. If one does not do so, then education is false. Adi Lila 12.49. Tahare se bali dharma karma sadachar Ishvare se priti janme samata sambhar. Being cultured, educated, very active and religious means developing natural love for Krishna. Anta Lila 3.44. Everyone has dormant love for Krishna, and by culture and education that has to be awakened. That is the purpose of this Krishna conscious movement. Once Lord Chaitanya asked Sri Ramananda Rai, what is the best part of education? What the best part of education was? And Ramananda Rai replied that the best part of education is advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Fine. You say, Vaishnava Prabhupada, at the very last initiation, Srila Prabhupada came to America in 1976 at the Ratiyatra. There was New York, and we just bought the 55th Street temple. For those who don't know, that was 11 floor building. So we started at a Second Avenue, had one room, and then this was 11 floors. So Srila Prabhupada was very happy. And that initiation, the next day after Rath Yatra, I took initiation. So according to standard of the Prabhupada disciples, I'm one of the youngest of the Prabhupada disciples, because devotees were taking initiation 12 and 13 years before me. So I'm very young in the eyes of my God brothers and God sisters. So at Rath Yatra, we went down. Prabhupada was very pleased. There was one cart. They built one cart, and Prabhupada said, it's nicer to have three carts. So he told us that, and the one devotee, Jayananda, organized so they had three carts going down the street in Rath Yatra parade. And there are papers. There are about four papers with us. Yeah, great. Okay, great.
Do you want your glasses?
Is there any more pages? There should be two more. Yeah. So in this verse, Prabhupada talks about, in the verse itself, Antaryami. Bhaktisanta Saraswati explains this Antaryami, the Lord within the heart. And once he said that, if someone comes to the temple during Basharam, or they happen to come to the temple during Darshan, that's Antaryami, the Lord within the heart, directing them to come there. So he said if they come at Basharam, simply give them Basharam. If they come Darshan, whatever. That's Antaryami, the Lord within the heart directing them. And the education, you see, explained that all the education is in the Vedic literatures. And Bhaktisanta Saraswati Goswami was known as, Prabhupada called him, the world of encyclopedia. He knew everything about everything. But Bhaktisanta, as a child, only read books by Bhaktivinoda. So he read his father's books about Krishna, and he became all learned and educated. Because Vedas means the end of knowledge. The end of knowledge is there in the Vedas, and that's Krishna. Krishna is the ultimate goal of all that education. And so that education is there for all of us as we study all Prabhupada's books. There's a pastimes on the memory tapes where a devotee explains how Prabhupada told them, I do not want to go to this material world, but Krishna told me, you go to that world, material world, and you write those books. And he said, well, I have no place to stay. And he says, I will arrange 108 palaces for you to stay. But you just go to the material world and you write those books. So Srila Prabhupada's mission, he came simply to give, as Prabhupada quote gave, the law books for the next 10,000 years. For the next 10,000 years, the golden age, we slowly see progress. More and more people, religious sentiment has taken on. People suffer, but there's a religious sentiment. Just like an example of that is in America, even though in Malachas, still 1 million people, one kuti, become vegetarian every year. was 240 million people. So a million, change your habit. Now they don't do it for religious reasons. They do it because Americans are so fat. They're so fat and they're dying, their cholesterol is so high that they, they're told by their doctors, or they just change their habit for better. But that sentiment of changing their habit makes them more, better to preach to. Srila Prabhupada explained once, when we go out on Harinam and chant the holy name, it's purifying the ether. And it wakes a religious sentiment within the hearts of people. And they become a little more inquisitive in spiritual life. Just like in places like New York and then also LA, they go to the same street corner day after day, day after day, chanting Hare Krishna. So the same person walking by, hearing the holy name. So one time, maybe after a year, 2 years ago, oh, I'm interested in this. And they come over and buy a BTG. Because they're being slowly purified from the holy name. In New York, there was, they go out in Harinam, 30th Street, they go down, they chant every day. And this man who was selling newspapers would come out and harass the devotees, dance around them and make fun of them, and the devotees would ignore him. So later on, books distribution got stronger and stronger. So the Harinam ended, and people went out on book distribution. So after a few years, they had a Janmashtami festival, big festival. So they decided to go on Harinam. So they went down to the same area, and they were chanting a holy name, chanting Hare Krishna, and the same newspaper man said, "Where have you been? Where have you been?" He took his change, he took his money, gave a donation, took a magazine. He missed the devotees. So, like that, by preaching, slowly we purify the hearts of all the people. And that will go on. So this college preaching that's going on here, you see how successful it is all over the world. Prabhupada said, if you're reading his letters, he said, to preach to the college, that's if you preach to the intellectual class and they become devotees, then they'll become very steady and strict devotees. Because they're not just coming out of distress or in need of money. When Jayapataka tells a story, one disciple in South America who came in the temple in distress. And then his parents passed away and they willed him some money. So instead of taking the money and using it in Krishna's service, he blooped. He used up all his friends, wasted him, used up all his money, and then he comes crawling back to Krishna consciousness, all broke once again. "You rascal." They let him back in the temple, though. But if someone is intellectually defeated, they become very strong devotee. It's like Sataputta Prabhu, Prabhupada disciple, had a PhD in mathematics. We have some PhDs in Bhaktivedanta Institute. So he wrote a book mathematically proving the scientific proof that life comes from life. Now I have looked at that book and I cannot tell heads from tails. I cannot understand anything. But the college students, here 12 years ago, and some of the college students in Bombay had gotten the book and read it. And they said, this man is more intelligent than Einstein. They were so impressed. I don't know what the book says. I couldn't get through the first paragraph. But these intellectual young college students, they understood and they were convinced and they become great devotees. So like this, preaching to the intellectual class is also important. Everyone can come, but when we have a college preaching going on in America and all over, you get a very good standard of devotees. And intelligence is known. So intelligent. Bhaktisiddhanta, when one becomes very Krishna conscious, become very intelligent. It's like if you look in Who's Who, there's a book in America about this thick. It says, Who's Who? And in there, the discoverer of Pluto, the one planet, is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. It's not mentioned in the Bhagavatam, the planet Pluto. But he pointed out, he said, right here, there is one planet. The astronomers checked it, and they confirmed it. So, because he's Krishna conscious, he's able to do these things. One time, when he is at a very young age, in his early 20s, Bhaktisiddhanta had a debate with another astrologer. And he defeated the other astrologer so badly that the other astrologer could not check the call of nature. Ran off to the bathroom. So, like this, when one becomes very intelligent, they can become completely learned and defeat anyone. There's a story in Yamunacharya, when he was very young, he was had a debate, and in that debate, Yamunacharya, the king, challenged him that if you win this debate, I will give you half my kingdom. So after the debate with the king's pundit, Yamunacharya defeated him. So he was given half the kingdom. But when he was given half the kingdom, he started to fall into Maya. Huh? Too much wealth can cloud the mind of Krishna consciousness. So, since he was giving up his spiritual life, his father, on his deathbed, told the Brahmin, the family Brahmin, he said, you have to go and get my son, and you have to somehow or other get him out of Maya once again. So the Brahmin went to the kingdom of Yamunacharya. He could see a line of people. It would take weeks and weeks to get in. So being intelligent, using intelligence, he went and he made a shock sabji, very nice sabji, and he brought it to the cook. And he said, give this to the king. So they brought it to the king, and the king liked it very much. And every day he would do the same thing for a few months. And one day he stopped. So when he stopped, the king called in the cook. He said, why didn't you make me a nice shark sabji you used to make? He said, I don't make it. Some Brahmin comes, has it prepared, and brings it to us every day. I just take it from him. He goes, the next day, that Brahmin comes, you bring him to me. So now he got his way in to see the king. by using his intelligence. So when he got in to see the king, he explained how there was a wonderful treasure your father wanted me to give you. The treasure is actually the Raghunath Temple in South India. So when he was bringing him there, he started giving Bhagavad Gita verses. And Yamunacharya, hearing the Bhagavad Gita verses, became completely satisfied and gave up his kingdom. So by using our intelligence, we know how to preach. Srila Prabhupada, when he wanted to get Hare Krishna land, this Mr. N gave so many headaches, so many problems to Srila Prabhupada. Even to the point that when Prabhupada would leave, the lawyers would bewilder his disciples. Young men in their 20s, they didn't know much about business, and he had them cancel the deed. So when Prabhupada heard that, he said, oh no. So he had to go back to Hare Krishna land, and meet with Mr. N. Now Mr. N, he said, he thought that Prabhupada had some mystic ability, because every time he'd sit down with Prabhupada, Prabhupada would tell him to do this and do this. He said, yes, yes, yes. So he brought his own Brahmin with him to give him protection. So he brought his Brahmin, and Prabhupada was there with Tamar Krishna, a few other disciples. So after taking Pacharam, Prabhupada said, oh, I'm tired. And they said, oh yes, Swamiji, you should take some rest. So him and his Mr. N and his yogi went to one room, and Srila Prabhupada went to the other room. So after waiting about 20 minutes, Prabhupada said, go see what you're doing. So he goes and checks. And he comes back to Prabhupada. They're sleeping, Prabhupada. He said, now go in very carefully, wake up Mr. N, but do not disturb his Brahmin. So they snuck in, and they woke up and, shh, Prabhupada, I want to see you. You come. Shh, your Brahmin's asleep. They walked in, brought him, sat him down, then sat there for an hour. They worked out a whole another deed of trust and had it signed again. Mr. N said, he did it to me again. He did it to me again. But we are using our intelligence to push Krishna consciousness. So no one can cheat Krishna. Huh? Of gamblers, I am the cheat. No one can defeat Krishna. And no one can defeat Krishna's devotees. As Krishna's devotees are always there doing service. And when they do service to Krishna, Krishna is satisfied. And sometimes it takes a long time to see things become fruitful. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he spent 15 or 20 years trying to get to America. Had no money, right? He even was invited to Japan. In that book, Light of the Bhagavat, he wrote that book just to go to Japan. But then, they wouldn't give him a ticket. So he had to wait and wait. Then he printed the Bhagavatams. He simply waited. He knew he'd be successful at his mission. And he was very patient. And then, Mrs. Maharaji gave him a free ship ride to America. And when Prabhupada's transcendental lotus feet hit the shore of Boston in 1965, it caused a religious sentiment waked up within the people, the young people especially. They became interested in spiritual matters. Huh? There was a protest against the Vietnam War. There was a healthy movement, love and peace, right? A new awakening. And Srila Prabhupada was there pushing forward his Bhagavad Gita and preaching to the people. And so like this, when we get engaged and teach about devotional service. So all the time, Krishna will be there for us. And we might have to struggle. Just like I was told you about Harinam, and they give you a hard time. They do this in so many different countries. So Prabhupada says, when you're preaching, and you're preaching successful, then you're going to have trouble. So when people are giving you trouble, just know, acha, we are being successful in our preaching. Just go on preaching. Don't let it stop you. So, in this way, we learn how to do devotional service to the Supreme Lord. And I did one thing, a few devotees did. I encourage all of you to do this. When you read Prabhupada's books and you see something you like, you write it down. So I have a lecture notebook with different topics: attitude, behavior, prasadam, devotional service, all different, about 20 different topics. Then when you read Prabhupada's books and you find something interesting, you write it down in your lecture notebook. Right? So then later on, you can refer to that for classes and all. It's a good way of studying Srila Prabhupada's books. So, at the end, the purport we just read, it talks of devotional service. Now here, I'm going to read some quotes about devotional service. These are all from Srila Prabhupada's books, and sometimes his letters, but mostly his books. Law books for the next 10,000 years. Now please hear from me about the process of devotional service, which is applicable in any country or any person at all times in all circumstances. Madhulita 25:120. There was a man in Russia, which is now a great preaching field, but 20 years ago, there were Western devotees throwing them in jail and throwing them in insane asylums. So there was one professor and was preaching. He had the devotees come to the colleges and preach, and you would preach Krishna consciousness. So the college said, you must stop this preaching or we'll fire you. So he kept on preaching and they fired him. So he went back to his home and he kept on preaching from his home. And people come for books, come for prasadam, come for so much. So he threatened him and said, you have to stop this preaching. He ignored him and he kept preaching. And then they threatened, we're going to throw you in jail if you don't stop preaching. So he kept on preaching and they threw him in jail. So when he got in jail, he kept on preaching. And then they said, you don't stop preaching, we're going to send you to Siberia, the worst jails. So he was thinking, wow, here I'm just preaching to regular criminals. In Siberia, I have the most distressed criminals. So he kept on preaching and he sent him to Siberia. So in Siberia, he kept preaching. And they noticed he's a japa beats. So they said, it's those beats. You have to take those beads away from him. That will starve him. So when they took his beads away, they kept on chanting Hare Krishna on his fingers. And they said, what to do? What to do? No matter what we do to this man, he never stops. So they finally gave up. Later on, 23 let free. They let all the devotees out of jail, out of the insane asylums, and preaching is going. Just in Moscow alone, there's 25,000 congregational members. And from Mangala Artik, more than 100 people come. Because in Russia, there's so much distress, right? People in distress and needing money. It's a very, very poor country. But they come to Krishna consciousness, they chant the holy name, they get nice prasadam, and they're very happy. So, in any circumstance, any situation, devotional service can be done. It's like in Lecture of Instruction, it tells the story of a yogi. And the yogi is making to manasa meditation. His mind, he's doing devotional service. So one time he's making a pie for Krishna. And in his mind, he put his finger to see whether the pie was hot. And he burned his finger. His concentration was so much on meditation that he burnt his finger. And then Lakshmi, Vishnu, Vishnu started laughing. He goes, what are you laughing at? I will show you. And he sent the Vaikuntha plane down to pick up his yogi. So in any circumstance, even if we're in a hospital or anything, we can do devotional service. Just do it within our mind. If you study Prabhupada's books, and if you listen to all his lectures and his conversation books, Prabhupada quotes Bhagavad Gita 90% of the time. So, Bhagavad Gita, in some verses. For one who remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, Sanaprita, because of his constant engagement in devotional service. Bhagavad Gita 6:14. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am standing before you, and thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. Bhagavad Gita 11:54. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Bhagavad Gita 2:40. You know what the dangerous type of fear is? Falling back down in the animal life, have to work your way back up. For one who remembers me without deviation, I'm easy to obtain, Sanaprita, because of this constant engagement in devotional service. 8:14. one who can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully conscious of the Supreme Lord. By such devotion, one can enter into the kingdom of God. That's 1855. He, who always worships me with devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. Bhagavad Gita 9:22. Those who meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly in remembering me, the undivided attention is a quick path, O Sundarprita, is sure to reach me. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Become my devotee. Offer obeisances to me and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. Bhagavad Gita 9:34. Anyway, so like this, we develop our intelligence and we simply teach Krishna consciousness. We'll be completely satisfied. So is there any questions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Yes.
In Krishna consciousness there are certain situations or certain problems might come which might threaten to challenge a neophyte devotee's faith. So how can a devotee develop strong convictions and increase his faith in Krishna and this process of Krishna consciousness?
One can increase his faith and first of all, your sadhana must be strong. You're chanting of 16 rounds and reading every day Srila Prabhupada's books is important, but then you can take shelter by looking at examples like Prabhupada and see, in spite of all difficulties, he kept on preaching, right? He had 2 heart attacks on the way to America. Anyone else would have turned around at that point, right? But what did he do? He got up and started preaching. In only 1 year, he had Hare Krishna movement. Non-profit organization started. So by looking at the examples of the devotees and how difficult they might have had, and by preaching, they still remain strong. It's like Radhanath Swami. He's up in New Vrindavan so many years, very cold weather, taking care of deities. Very difficult place, right? He just endeavored and worked hard and preached. So we can see from the examples of the devotees, because of their strong sadhana, they'll remain fixed. And if we keep remaining fixed with strong sadhana and looking at these examples, that will give us faith and increase our faith also. Any other question? Okay, so I'm here for about another 3 3.5 weeks. So if you have any questions, feel free to come and ask. I'm at your service. I'm simply here to do service for Krishna. So if you have any questions, feel free to come. Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.